It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, the fourth week of April brought in some pretty good strength pretty much across the board, whether it was in the grains or whether it was in the meats. We had some pretty good performance with a lot of new contract highs being hit. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, we saw another strong weekly performance as far as the commodities are concerned, and it didn't seem to matter whether it was in the grains or whether it was in the meats. We did see contract highs being hit as far as Minneapolis was concerned, the Minneapolis wheat contracts, Kansas City wheat contracts. December corn hit a new contract high. November soybeans hit a new contract high. Soybean oil continues to trade to record levels, and we're also seeing some pretty good push, record highs put in as far as the live cattle and the feeder cattle market is concerned. So we saw some pretty good gains pretty much all the way across the board. Weather continues to be a supporting factor, especially when you look at it for the grains, as cool conditions continue to plague the northern plains, slowing down planting progress. We're also looking at wet conditions for some of the corn belt. Now they're turning to be a little bit on the cold side as well. Warm, dry conditions for the southern plains continue to deteriorate the winter wheat crop. All that's supportive to the marketplace. As far as Minneapolis wheat, we did see the Minneapolis wheat gain anywhere from 11 to 20 cents. Over in the Chicago market, we're up 16 to 21, where we're 23 to 24 in Kansas City. Corn gained 13 to 16 cents. Soybeans were up anywhere from 24 to 27 cents. Soybean oil was only the market that was the weakest, losing about $3. Over in the bean oil market, we did see $3 to $4 gains, while canola was up about $15 to $16. Over in the meats, live cattle gained anywhere from $7 to $10. Feeder cattle were up anywhere from $6 to $10. Lean hogs struggled, though. They were down about $1.50. In the outside markets, crude oil gained $8. We saw gold lose close to $100. The dollar was down 0.75 cents, while the Dow Jones was up close to 350 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.